All right.
So who's the quarterback? Can we see the call sheet?
Very good. This does bring back memories for me because I've had a mobile quarterback and a pocket quarterback when I was in Atlanta with Mike Vick and Matt Schaub. And so it's a very similar mindset for me, is that you got to have a little bit of a game plan for both available. But as DA's mentioned, and we're trying to just get both guys ready, and both guys need reps right now because they really didn't have any reps going into last week when Carson got hurt. You know, it's always the starters making a lot of reps, so we want to have both ready. So we'll know after tomorrow's practice, but we've been splitting the reps both, and we have to have a little bit of a game plan for both available.
Do you honestly not know at this point which guy's going
to
start?
Correct. Yeah, because we want to be able to have both guys have a chance to compete for the job.
What's changed since, a couple days ago, Joel wasn't ready to be a backup and now he's competing for the starting job. What's changed in the last 4 or 5 days?
What was a couple days ago? I don't
remember. Joel said Sunday that he wasn't ready to be a backup, Joel, after the game.
Well, I'll say this, for a young quarterback, any young quarterback, I'd much rather have him get some kind of reps during the week. Then I'll feel better for him to play in the game on Sunday. But to put a young guy in and have no reps with the first group at all during the season is a very hard thing to do. It's hard enough as it is with the backup who doesn't get any reps. That's a veteran. And it's really not fair to a young rookie to do that to him on a game such as what played out last week. It's so hard for a young guy to just jump in without any reps of your offense, only been doing scout team, and then play right away.
What's the bigger deal, you think, for Pryor at this point? Is it the fundamentals and stuff that he's learned through working through John all the time and then and carrying those out of the field? Or is it just simply getting in the huddle, recognizing what the defense is, getting the play clock.
It's all of the above, because it is, there's so much that you can't teach off the field in the classroom that they have to experience, and both of those kind of things are the scenarios. The footwork has to be played out with a pass rush in front of them instead of just versus air. The different looks of a defense that you can't always card up or create for them in practice. That just is going to come through experience. So it's all those things that have to go play out for any young player at any position, but especially quarterback, because there's a lot more going on in their mind. Those experience, game experience reps, you can't match. You can't create.
Wouldn't it be beneficial to give him that chance this week?
It would definitely help. It would definitely help, no doubt.
Will that be a factor in terms of the decision making of the future, his future?
I think it's just one equation for the future for him. It's for any player to be judged off of one game, I think it's not fair. I think it's going to have to be a cumulative effect during the season and through all the games, preseason and regular season.
Coach, what are your thoughts on the Chargers and how much have they changed since week one?
Their blitz has gone up quite a bit. In fact, when you saw them against the Jets last week, against a young quarterback, Greg McElroy, they blitz quite a bit. So we're anticipating to have a heavy blitz game from their defense. You know, and most 3-4 teams usually have a little more blitz package available. I still think that Phillips is playing outstanding on the outside as a pass rusher. And they got good veteran defenders back there, and Kaysen and a jammer at corners that we've been emphasizing to both our quarterbacks, that you've got to make sure that you're not staring down a route, because they'll squat and jump on plays. But they're playing very aggressively. He didn't play as well as I'd like. I wished his footwork would have been better on a consistent basis. And it's hard for any backup quarterback to come in on short notice without any reps, but that comes with the job. You got to know that going in. And he struggled a little bit with the footwork on a consistency. He had it sometimes and not all the time.
How about his decision-making? Did you like what you saw over that on Sunday?
I was disappointed on the interception in the two-minute drill. I wish that would not have occurred. He made some other good third-down decisions, though, that got us and kept us in drives alive. But that was the one glaring mistake that I saw that I wish he would just check the ball down.
What happened on the fourth down play where he threw it out of bounds, the one late in the game?
The last play? Yeah, I would have liked to have seen him try to give the receiver a chance down the sideline. It was a tight window, but just try to give a chance for us or nobody, face mask or higher.
You guys have relied pretty heavily on Carson all year long. Without him this week, how much more emphasis on the running game?
Good point. Definitely want to emphasize the run game. Carson gives us the ability to obviously keep the teams honest. And I was very pleased with the progress of the run game going into last week. We had made some good strides. We had our best rushing performance the week before. We did not do as well this last week at Carolina, but I expect us to get back to where we were going into last week's game with improvement.
How much of that were they keen when Carson went out? Did they start keen more on the run, or was it just you guys weren't executing?
We did not execute as well, and it was really all seven of the guys, the O-line, tight end, and lead back.
How How soon do you know that that's going on, and how persistent can you be with it? There was like three third and one plays where one was Carson rolled out, the play got hurt.
Correct.
Another one you sent McFadden wide, and he got thrown for a loss. And another one where you threw wide, and that one got caught for a loss.
Right.
Where instead of just third and one,
What happened the week before? So we do, in our own self-scout, going into the last week, we were second in the NFL on third and one conversions. We were doing really good. But in my mind, as the play caller, the last one we called of the week before was a straight-ahead dive with the lead back, and we got stuffed. And so I went back and looked at what has been our tendencies, and we actually had done that quite a bit. So we took a calculated risk on the first third and one to show the quick hitter to Marcel inside and try to pitch Darren outside. Greg Hardy made a great play as a defensive end and stopped the flip play. But that play has been used time and again by a variety of teams in short yardage to try to influence a quick dive and get outside. Didn't work this time.
Don't you want to, at some point, I remember years ago here when they had Zach Crockett here, they ran the same play every time, and they got it every time. It was kind of like they hung their hat on it. Like, we don't care if you think, we don't care if we know you're going to run this play. We're going to run it anyway.
Yeah.
Would you rather develop a play like that? Do you really worry about the tendency that you've shown so much that you don't?
There's a balance. And there's certain plays, and there's certain things that your offense may do real well. And at that point, maybe that play was perfect for them. I like the speed that we have at running back, that I think sometimes it's worth taking a shot outside with Darren's speed. In fact, when I was here before, that got us a touchdown on a fourth and one call inside the 10. So there's part of his tendencies, and part of it is what do you do well. And like I said, going into last week's game, we were second in the NFL on third and one conversions. I felt like this is a time to take a calculated risk.
Once you lost Carson, Carson's been really good at the sneak. And once you lost him, that was
the Yep.
How do you feel about that? Tony Bergstrom, if he has to fill in
Just like we're kind of talking about a young quarterback, he's going to go through some growing pains like any new player would. I feel good about him. I like what I've seen him practice, but I've also seen the rookie mistakes that I know this might show up in a game. But I'm looking forward to getting him some reps to see him play live if he has to play. And he's prepared. I mean, he's one of their first guys in the building. When asked questions during meetings, he's always on top of his information and right assignments. So I feel like he's ready to play now. He's going to go through some growing pains, but he's certainly earned the right to be on the field.
Can you help him out, find ways to
with the protections and certain run game? And that's one thing we're doing in our game plan anyways. Because we've had to split the reps, we've made sure not to have too high of a volume. So that we can not have as many mental errors going in, because we're not going to have as much volume to go in, so therefore they can execute a little faster pace.
I imagine both quarterbacks have seen a ton of the 11 sacks.
Yeah,
against a young quarterback.
Yeah.
How much of that is just guys, if Terrell was mentioning yesterday, he thought, look, no offense to Macro, but he's got to get rid of the ball.
Yeah, some of it's related to the quarterback play, some of it's related to the scheme by the Chargers, so... I think it was just one of those anomaly games where it did get out of hand, and some of it could have been taken care of by the offensive side of the ball.
Given that the Terrell and Matt have such different skill sets, is that how different than would a game plan be for each guy?
Well, and that's what I was referencing. Fortunately, I've been in a background where I've had to go through that at Atlanta. So some of this will be driven off of Matt being a pocket passer, so I have a decent amount of plays for him available that way. There's some carryover that both can do in the pocket, and then some of these plays where Terrell's athletic skills can be used, maybe move him outside the pocket with a little deception and take advantage of his athleticism outside. So that's where some input into the game plan went, based on his athletic ability.
Would you possibly go into the game planning to use both guys?
Yep.
Would you probably more like have one guy and then go to the next one if you struggle?
Nope. Possibly could use both. Used both last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely. It's possible. Yeah, exactly. It's possible.
Given the trouble you guys have had in the red zone this year, why not use Terrell more in the red zone last week and in previous weeks?
There's a fine line of how many reps you want to get. Our biggest issue, I don't think we've been down there enough. That's been our biggest issue. We had actually made some progress up to over two last week in the red zone. But the fact that we haven't been down there as much, then I need to devote more time to get us down there. So third downs have been more of an emphasis for us to try to work on. So we haven't developed maybe as big a red zone package because of that issue.
Has the running difficulties shown up? Do they show up the most inside the in the red zone and close to the goal line. And they have three rushing touchdowns. And when you
I was hoping to get a fourth one last week, and unfortunately we had the holding call. But it is definitely a tighter crowd to get it in there. But I'll go back to our volume. We haven't had enough reps down there. I want to get down there more so we can have a better judgment of sample on that phase of the game. All right, guys.